The Jews had a harvest festival every year. It lasted a week. And they called it the Feast of Tabernacles, or I'm going to call it Dens, the Feast of Dens. Do you like making dens? When I was a boy, we used to make dens with a clothes horse. Do you know what a clothes horse is? And a sheet. And we'd put the sheet over the clothes horse, and we'd get inside, and we'd pretend it was a tent. Oh, it was great. And the Feast of Tabernacles was called the Feast of Dens. And they used to remember at the Feast of Tabernacles the 40 special years when Israel didn't have a land of its own, and they were being led through the wilderness or through the desert, and they actually had to live in dens that they made out of branches and leaves and so on. And so during the Feast of Tabernacles, they would make a den out of branches and leaves, and they'd live in the den for a week. Isn't that exciting? Wouldn't you like to do that? I'd love to do that, wouldn't you? To live in a den for a week in the back garden. Great. That's what they used to do. It was called the Feast of Tabernacles. And they thanked God for his provision for the year, and they especially thanked God for his provision for them during those special 40 years when they'd been marching, wandering, roaming through the wilderness on the way to the promised land. And God had given them light. He'd given them a pillar of fire by day and a pillar of cloud by night to guide them. Sorry, pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to guide them. He'd given them light. He'd given them food from heaven. He'd given them water from the rock, you remember. You can read all about it in the book of Exodus. So that was the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus went to the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem. You can read about it in John chapter 8. And one of the things they used to do at the Feast of Tabernacles was light up the temple. It was like the Blackpool Illuminations. The temple was on a hill. And they used to light it up, not with electric lights, but with flaming lights, real fire. And you could see the fire for miles around. And in John chapter 8, we read that Jesus went to the temple during the Feast of the Tabernacles, and this is what he said. He said, "I am the light of the world. If anyone follows me, he will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So there it is, the tabernacle, lit up with special lights. Everybody could see it in the darkness. Jesus went to that temple and he said, "I'm the real light. I'm the light of the world. I'm the light in the darkness." You couldn't have a harvest without light. You couldn't have a harvest without the sun. What does Jesus mean to a Christian? Well, what does the sun mean to this earth? What does the sun mean to this planet? What does the sun mean? What does the light mean to us? Without the sun, without the light, we'd be in darkness. Everything would be cold. Everything would be dark. Everything would be dead. What does Jesus mean to a Christian? He's our light. He's the light in this dark world. He's the light of our lives. So at that Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Another thing they remembered at the Feast of Tabernacles was the way in which God had provided water in the desert. There's not much water in the desert, is there? But when Israel was wandering through the desert, God provided them with water, even water from the rocks. And their thirst was quenched. And during the Feast of Tabernacles, there was a special water ceremony when Israel thanked God for water during the year. Because Israel was a very dry land, not a lot of rain, not like this country. And they thanked God for the rain, and they thanked God for the water, and they thanked him especially for the water that he'd given during those 40 years in the wilderness. And Jesus went to the Feast of Tabernacles, he went to the temple, and he didn't just say, "I'm the light of the world." You know what he said? He said, "If anyone thirsts, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." He is saying, "I am the water of life. I give the water of life." So being without Jesus is like being a thirsty person in the desert, in the wilderness. We need God. We long for God in our lives, don't we? We long for God in our lives. Just like a thirsty person longs for water, we need God. Just like a thirsty person needs water. And Jesus said, "I can meet that need. I can give you the living water. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." What does a Christian, What does Jesus mean to a Christian? Well, what does water mean to this world? What does water mean to this planet? There wouldn't be any harvest without it. There wouldn't be any life without it. Everything would be dry. Everything would be dead. And that's what Jesus means to a Christian. I wonder if that's what Jesus means to you. Is he the light in your life? Is he the refreshment, the living water in your heart, in your life? Another thing that God did for the children of Israel in the desert was he gave them what was called manna, a special food for 40 years. Don't know what it was, don't know where it came from, but God provided it for 40 years. Bread from heaven, the manna from heaven. And another thing that Jesus said was, I am the bread of life. If anyone is hungry, let him come to me and he will be filled. And what does Jesus mean to a Christian? Well, what does the light mean to this planet? What does the sun mean to this planet? What does water mean to this planet? What does Jesus mean to a Christian? What does bread mean to you and to me? Bread everywhere, all over the world. It's the thing that people eat more than anything else. In Galilee, where Jesus lived, it was bread, loaves and fishes. That's what people ate, loaves and fishes. And Jesus is saying, I'm the bread of life. If you want to live forever, if you don't eat bread, you'll die. If you want to live forever, feed on me, he says. Believe in me. Take me into yourself by faith. And you'll live. Just like feeding on bread. What does Jesus mean to a Christian? Well, what does bread mean to you and to me? Keeps us going, doesn't it? Keeps us alive. It fills us when we're hungry. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Another thing that Jesus said, I am the true vine. Isn't that a pretty picture? I didn't take it myself. No. I Googled it. It's amazing, isn't it? Just Googled pictures of vine. That came up. And Jesus said, I am the true vine. You are the branches, he said. I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you want to bear fruit, you need to be a branch in me. You need to be joined to me by faith. You need to be close to me. If you're joined to me and you're close to me, if you're living in faith in me and in obedience to me, you'll bear fruit. By fruit, he meant. That's one of the things we've been thinking about this morning, actually. Moral transformation, love, joy, peace, goodness, things like that. Things that attract people to Jesus. Just like we're attracted to a vine because of the grapes. People are attracted to Jesus by what they see of Jesus in us, in his people. So if you want to bear fruit, we need to be branches in the vine. What does Jesus mean to a Christian? Well, what does a vine mean to a branch? What does a vine mean to a branch? A branch is nothing without the vine. Absolutely nothing. And we're nothing, nothing at all, without Jesus. What does Jesus mean to a Christian? I am the light of the world. What does the sun mean to this planet? What does Jesus mean to a Christian? If anyone thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. What does water mean to this planet? What does Jesus mean to a Christian? I am the bread of life. What does bread mean to us? What does Jesus mean to a Christian? Jesus said, I am the true vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. That's what Jesus means to a Christian. Thank you for listening. Hey, haven't the boys and girls been really, really good this morning? Thank you very much for being really, really good.